I have two poems. The first is very much about life, but the mood of this time, an aspect of the mood of this time. And the second is about beloved friend has passed, our beloved Mary Jane DePiero. The stag. Where I live, this goes on in the midst of life. Not ordinarily, but at that particular time that brings on the musky realm. And the air makes us goosebumps. When forces are heightened by the moon and its collaborators coming out of the wild dream, the stag, hair-raising, as if a part of a mountain loosened, released, rock shaken away, and become alive, aroused and transformed by the rutting moon. The firm earth becomes animal, standing silent in a vigor of presence, once bounding youth, nursing close by his mother. Following her graze in time, he has a go on his own, grazing trails on the edge, his own explored greens, feeding solidity and muscle within him. His softness firming into strength, fleecy headbuds, branch young antenna, velvet antlers that rake and fence with young trees, shedding his youth, ripening his scent. A thrilling stature stands majestic until the heft within his haunches lifts his swelling virility, following after the spiraling goad of nature. Mary Jane's light. Describing her light is impossible. To think of her dead is unthinkable. Back to her light, I'll attempt it. Rarely still or even flickering, it might dart or meander around a group or get settled, sometimes column-like when she was speaking, with her young grandson listening intently. Or storytelling. She spoke in blossoms of light. He moved them all over. She held on to their stems. If he fell into a tantrum, she became a green horizontal beam. Her deadheading roses in the garden sent out sparks of those conversations, inviting ladybugs, praying mantis, nature spirits, and gnomes. Young folk often trailing behind. When inner beasts took residence in her body, encroaching on her sight and scattering tumors, she drew light inside herself, begging understanding of what invited them. Igniting her will, she resolved more art, more love. So she made time elastic, awakening at wee hours, stretching night, heightening day with her own breaking dawn, timed for a fluid freedom to create vivid soul collages, which friends used to wallpaper her coffin. We formed a crescent moon at the foot of her deathbed, where her daughter had been born. She lay looking at us all, wryly remarking, "I don't see any tears." If I'd not been with others and half in a trance, if I'd been solo beside her to gently lift her to my chest, replace her gently to her pillow, gaze into her dimming eyes to tell her, "Even your twilight is bright enough to dry our tears." After dark, a fox yowled outside her window. When she left, her spare body, weightless, without the flesh of her spirit, I would not have known her, not without her smile, which revealed her as a godchild of the sun. But now, among the dearest past, she has preciously tricked death. Love rose from her ashes.